I missed my day again, and I'm not going to miss anymore. I looked at the schedule, and it looks like there's not supposed to be anybody on today. So I think I'm in the clear. I'll just wait a minute, see here. Go to the old schedule. Yeah, nobody's on Saturdays, so I should be good. I don't know if it was Tommy's most recent post, but he talked about how he had missed a bunch, and the enemy was telling, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't do this anymore. Maybe this group's not for you. And that really spoke to me and convicted me to not miss. This is important. It may be sometimes like hard to, you know, to work into your day, but I think that as long as we're doing this for God and we are obedient to what He wants to relay, that we need to make sure that we get it done and take it serious. So I'm going to do that from now on, even though I missed again. I'm trying to make up for it right now, so I got to put a reminder on my phone and make sure that I'm just better about it. But this is me trying to be better. I'm not going to just let it go. Oh, well, I missed this month, so I'll get next month. I'm going to do it right now. So I'm going to talk about a lot of the stuff that's been going on with me. I like that approach. Matt talks about how he likes to do that, and I really like that. It's genuine, and that's what we need to be. Is as committed men, we have to be genuine. We can't be phonies. I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'll get started. Father, thank you so much for putting me in this group, and thank you so much for all the other blessings that you have given me, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to someone. I know that it's important, and I know that I need to open myself up to be a weapon for you to use against the enemy in whatever way that you want to use me. So thank you for allowing me to be that weapon for you. And I just ask that you lead, guide, and direct me like I do every day, and that you use my words to reach someone. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I'm just going to talk about what's been going on with me for the last, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks. Most of you know that Kelly just had a baby, so and everything's good with the baby, thank God. But it was a struggle to get to that point where we're at now. We decided that we were going to have a home birth. We've had unorthodox births with all of our kids. Our first birth was at a birthing center. The second one was at a birthing center. The third one was at a birthing center. But each time we did it, we wanted to be more and more natural about it. And so the first time it was very traditional, but she did not have any medications as far as painkillers. I think she had something that was like a muscle relaxer or something the first time. But other than that, she was all natural. The second one was all natural completely. But she wanted to have a birth in the tub. And then the third one, Kohler, he was born in a tub, and that was the best experience that she had birth-wise. And so we wanted that to happen with our fourth, and we wanted to go a step further and have a baby at home. So we made that happen. We got a midwife and arranged for that, and it was all looking great. And the day came, and she went into labor, and to cut the story a little short, they had realized that in the middle of labor that the baby was breech, was backwards, and that's a really tough situation. Typically, when a breach happens in a hospital, they immediately stop the birth from happening, and they go directly to a C-section to avoid any problems with the birth. In this situation, we're at home. There's no chance of that happening, and so they got to roll with it. And thank God we had two amazing midwives. Our midwife that was scheduled to be there for the birth was actually at another birth, and so she had to call in some friends to fill in for her. So we didn't even know the people that were here, but they did a great job, and they successfully made it happen. But it was very stressful, and there was a moment where we didn't know what was going to happen, and in that moment I had to just go back to what we've been learning and talking about in our walk, where we got to give it to God, and you just say, God, your will be done, and pray for, you know, what you want to happen, but put the burden directly onto God. And we did that, and everything worked out just fine. The baby's fine, Kelly's fine. It was, like I said, it was crazy. I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. That was crazy, but it worked. It was great. So that was beautiful. And, thank God, you know, so that's one example of us being in a situation where we didn't have God. It could have been a lot different. We could have panicked, and who knows what would have happened. But we didn't, and God was with us. The second situation is that Kelly's blood pressure after the birth started to spike. And this happened also with her previous pregnancy after giving birth with Kohler. She had her blood pressure spike, and it lasted, I think, 3 or 4 days. And it went back to normal. And in this situation, it went on for about 7 days, and it was getting worse. So we knew that we had to do something about it. And if y'all know us, we're not big on medications. We're not big on medical interventions in general. So it was a tough decision for us. We had tried a bunch of natural things to get the blood pressure under control, but ultimately we couldn't. So we had to, in the middle of the night, not in the middle, like late at night, but at night, we had to decide, okay, we're going to all go to the hospital and go to the emergency room and see if we can get this figured out. That was another situation where me personally, I had to give it to God and realize that I'm not in control, God's in control, and to trust God and to trust His plan. We got there, and amazingly, before we even got there, this was on a Sunday night, Bree just got this feeling at prayer that she needed to pray for Kelly and to pray for her blood pressure to come down. I didn't contact her, Kelly didn't contact her, she just knew. Another move, God. So everybody's praying for Kelly's blood pressure to come down as she's literally at the emergency room, and I'm not kidding you, like, they're checking us into emergency, getting all the paperwork done, they're going through all of her vitals. I take the baby outside and go wait in the car because they're like, you shouldn't have a baby in here, there's so many viruses and stuff, you shouldn't even come in here. So I went out to the car, and by the time they got her back to her room, they're like, well, your blood pressure is so normal right now, you shouldn't even be here. You really don't have blood pressure levels that would merit you being in the emergency. And so they gave her a prescription and released her. And again, like, we just had to give it to God. Like, He's gonna, if you trust Him and you just release it to Him, He's gonna take care of you. And then a third thing has happened to us, which, really, if we didn't have God in our life, man, we probably would have freaked out and gone off and done something really stupid. We have some property out on a beautiful lake, and we are taking a long time to build, but you know, we're doing it. And we got our little shed out there. We got our land. We're clearing our land slowly but surely, and we're just moving along, you know, at our own pace. And I got a call from the newest owner. There's currently, I think, four different property owners that own a piece of the lake. And the most recent owner has already built a beautiful house and amazing, like, solar system and solar panel system and landscaped the property. And you can tell they have a lot of money. They put a big, like, water fountain out in the middle of the lake, I guess, to like aerate the water. And they're done. I think I don't ever see them. And the property manager that talks to us doesn't tell us who they are. We've asked many times and they won't say. He literally says, you don't want to know who they are. So we don't know who they are, but we're happy, you know, like, we're looking forward to meeting them and everything. But anyway, he calls me and says, hey, I got you an early Christmas gift. The owners of the property north of you want to offer you $140,000 to buy your property. And that's more than what we paid for the property, but we love the property. We're building on the property. We're currently, like, working on the property, so we don't really want to sell the property, and that's not enough to entice us to move. So, you know, I nicely say, no, you know, we appreciate the offer and we're really thankful for that, but we really love the property and we're looking forward to being their neighbors. And we left it at that. And then he called my dad, had a conversation with him and told him, you know, it's a really, really good offer. We're making a mistake by not taking it and all this. And then my dad, you know, basically says the same thing. And then he starts texting me, or actually, no, he, one way or the other, a texting conversation starts happening between me and him. And it goes really bad, really quick. It turns into like a hostile takeover. Like, to shorten up the situation, it basically goes from, okay, this offer is only on the table for 72 hours. Take it right now or leave it. I say, I'm not interested, but I really appreciate it. And then it goes to, okay, we're going to dam off the property lines over the lake and make an actual, like, physical barrier across the lake. And then you're not going to have access to the water, and the water's going to dry up on your property. Well, I knew that wasn't going to happen because the water comes in from our property, but I didn't bite. I just instantly was like, this is an attack from the enemy, and I'm gonna be as Christ-like as I possibly can be here. And I instantly get that feeling of, like, dread and all this, you know, all these plans we've had for all these years that we've been here in Texas. It all feels like it's kind of crumbling in on me, and I could feel like the stress coming, and I'm just like, you know what? No. I'm gonna give this to God. God's got a plan, and this is, if this is his plan, this is his plan. But I'm going to trust him. I've been praying every day. God, I don't ask for much, but what I'm going to ask for every day is that you try to find a way to get me out on that property as soon as possible. When I'm out there, I feel at peace. I love it. I, like, dream about having my chickens running around and growing fruits and vegetables and stuff. I just love it. And I just can't wait to be out there. So that's one of the things that I pray for. That's like material thing. I don't typically pray for material things. I don't get, God, give me a big screen TV and a new car. I'm not like that. But this is one of those things where I'm like, God, I want this. I want this one thing. I want to be out there on that property with my family. And I just couldn't believe that this is what the answer to my prayer is. And I knew, actually, you know what? I have to just trust God and know that he has a plan. And this may look like a disaster, but who knows how this is all going to turn out. So I just answered the texts. He kept coming with crazier and crazier texts, you know, he said, now the offer's $50,000, and now your property's going to be worth nothing, and you're really blowing it, and, you know, it just was weird. I've showed Chucky the text messages, and he was pretty shocked about it, too. And I just was like, no, you know, hey, I'm really sorry. I would just love to talk to the owners, and I understand, and I just didn't let it de-escalate into some crazy argument. And we just left it at that. And I honestly felt like God's going to take care of me. Okay. My father is going to do what he's going to do, and it's going to be all good. And if he doesn't, and I need to go through some tribulation to prove myself, God, I'm ready for that too. And so my message is, the last month has been rough on me, but truthfully, seeing these prayers being answered and seeing the way things are unfolding in front of me and feeling no stress. I had my moments of stress when these things were happening in real time, but as soon as I got my wits about me and went to God with it, the stress is gone, the worry is gone, and what a blessing it is to be able to do that. And so I'm just so grateful to have that knowledge and to be a part of this group and to have the tools given to me to deal with things like this in my life. I think about before I was a Christian, having to deal with these same scenarios, it would have crushed me. I've been walking around probably like with that sick feeling in my stomach, probably not being able to eat, you know, just wanting to like, just thinking about this guy and taking my property and worrying about all that. And, you know, the other situations with Kelly and the blood pressure and the baby being breached, all those things I probably would be like aged already, you know, another year extra just from those things. But no, I know God's going to take care of me. And whatever he's doing, I trust it. And I leave it to him. And it's beautiful. And so that's what I want to say and just relay to you is just like, it's all about you trusting him. And even when you don't, get the outcome that you want, just be chill and know it's still his plan. And know also that we are going to be tested. And we're constantly going hills and valleys, hills and valleys. And I feel like the better that you get at dealing with the valleys, the lower the valley, like the smaller the drops are. You don't have to go so far down. And it evens out. Because, man, like I said, just a couple years ago, this happens to me. I don't have it. I'm not the same. I don't have the same reaction to it. I don't think I could have been as nice and taken it as well as I did. I know I wouldn't have been able to. So, man, use those tools and trust God. And I just am so thankful that I have this group of men and I have the church that I have and I have the tools that they've given me to deal with life and to have that relationship with God is the most important thing. So I love you guys. I hope that somebody out there needed to hear this. Maybe you're going through something too right now and you need to hear a way of dealing with it and knowing that it's all going to work out. So again, I love you guys and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. I'll see you at church tomorrow.